Sometimes the best distraction for unpleasantness in life is simply to look at the world head-on. Commentator and cancer care chaplain Deborah Jarvis discovered that a patient she's been counseling does that with poetry.
When I say hi to Cleon, he replies, haiku. He often writes haiku poetry about his cancer experience, but today he wants to share one with me about his infant grandson who has cerebral palsy. That baby can cry, he tells me, sometimes so loud and for so long that he and his wife wear earplugs. But they love that child ferociously and care for him 3 days a week. This is on top of making a 2-hour trek into our clinic each week for his chemotherapy. They often bring the baby, and one time I held him, and he started his crying. It was like holding a box of shrieking car alarms. He was inconsolable. I tried desperately to ignore him or to distract myself. After 5 minutes, he abruptly stopped. Cleon and his wife were pleased that this jag was so short. I was dripping with sweat and my ears were ringing. So I'm eager to hear his poem. How does he escape from that blood-curdling noise? He waits until the nurse is done drawing his blood, and then he recites his haiku. Hot, intimate breath, gasping for one to follow, proclaims a protest. I ask him to repeat it because I'm so surprised that this poem is not about escape or about transformation. He is not taking lemons and making lemonade. On the contrary, he is taking the lemon, feeling the bumpy yellow peel, smelling the citrus odor, slicing it open, examining the seeded segments, and tasting the sour juice. He does nothing to sweeten this moment. He simply allows himself to fully experience it. What do you think, he asks. It's perfect. So much less energy expended by simply accepting than by trying to cover it up or make it stop. I also have one for when he is happy, Cleon says. Do you want to hear it? Yes, please. He smiles and says, gentle, soft cooing, blue eyes darting to and fro, looking at the world.
Deborah Jarvis is a chaplain at the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance.